Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. We bring sacrifice praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto him the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto him the sacrifices of praise. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we say thank you for another day and another opportunity, Father God, to sit at the table and to be served. And we thank you, Father, that you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil and our cup runs over. Thank you. Thank you for your protection and your blessings to us, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, as you told your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. Amen. We just concluded our Father's Father, morning prayer on Facebook. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Good morning to everybody. Lottie-dottie, everybody. All of our ministry partners. Amen. Our brothers and sisters in faith around the globe. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome here at the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we come to lift Jesus up and to decree and to declare that this is the day that the Lord God, he has made, and we shall rejoice. Yea, rather, we are rejoicing and we are glad in him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is so great. And God's name is so greatly to be praised. Amen. TGIF. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, the world says, thank God it's Friday. We do thank God it's Friday. Yes, we do. Amen. But our acronym for TGIF is Today God is First. Amen. And he is first every day. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Amen. All day, every day, all day long. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we bless the name of the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. It is my pleasure, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because only what we do for Christ is going to last. Amen. And so we bless the name of the Lord. If this is your first time with us, welcome, welcome, welcome. Have a seat at the breakfast table. The breakfast is about to be served. The breakfast for champions. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm not the one serving. Too. The Holy Spirit is serving. Amen. He prepares a table before us. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. So have a seat. Amen. Enjoy the services. And please come back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. And we are celebrating 11 years. Yeah, we're going to have a big, nice celebration on the 19th. Of this month, and we are looking forward to that event in Jesus' name. Amen. All of our services are archived, amen, at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. Okay, so Amen. Earlier this week, amen, we spoke to you, amen, glory be to God, about, amen, taking advantage of opportunities, amen, especially when the Lord has opened the door for you. Glory be to God, amen. Well, you know, amen, some doors, amen, glory be, unless God opened it, it's not going to be open. Glory be to God. And a lot of times, beloved, we cannot be skeptical about everything. Glory be to God, and not trust. I mean, some of us don't trust nobody. We're skeptical about everything. Amen. Just take that thing to the Lord in prayer. God will let you know if it's yes or no. God will let you know. Glory be to God. That's all you got to do. Amen. To be a little wise, you know what I mean, to check things out, because that's the times and days we're living in now. You really don't know who to trust, but God knows who you can trust. Amen. Glory be to God. You can trust him. Hallelujah. Putting out your trust in the arms of flesh, but you can trust God. See, and when you go to God and talk to God, amen, and acknowledge him as Papa, amen, how he said, acknowledge me in all of your ways, and I will direct your path. That's the beautiful part about it. Sometimes we don't want to pray about it. We just think we know. We want to go on our emotions. We want to go on what we feel like. I got a good feeling about it. Yeah, it's good you got a good feeling about it, but let me tell you something. You better pray. That feeling will mess you up. But that feeling, that good feeling to go to a bad feeling in a New York minute. He said, well, I felt good about it earlier. Now I'm not, because you ain't prayed about it. We walk by faith and not by sight. You don't walk by our feelings, beloved. Because that's the case. You know, everybody feel like they're going to heaven. Huh? Look, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. And so if we just do things God's way, beloved, amen, I'm telling you, we're going to be all right, okay? So we saw here, amen, in the word, amen, we want to revisit that, we want to show you another side of that, amen, because we know we only have so much time here on this platform, so it's only so much we can cover it, amen, glory be to God. But so sometimes we have to break it down in portions, and I notice that the Lord gives me to teach in series, and I like teaching in series because that gives us an opportunity for us to spend some time on it and hit it from every angle and go a little deep and then suck all the juice out of it. Suck, well, we ain't gonna never suck all the juice out of God's word, but we can suck as much as we can handle. Amen. Glory be to God. As our capacity can hold. Amen. He says, he who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So God will open the door of opportunity for you, beloved. He says the great door, it's the effectual door. Glory be to God. But he talks about, amen, there be many that oppose you. Mm-hmm. There are many. Amen. That's amen. In Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, verse number 9 says this, for a great door and effectual door is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. There are many that oppose me. See, beloved, when the Lord, amen, when the Lord sends his angels and his blessings towards you, they don't come by themselves. They come with a bunch of demons. And demons out of that. I don't even know what, look, I don't even know why the angels even tolerate all that. But here comes your blessing. Here comes something else. Glory be to God. See? Glory be to God. So here's this great door of opportunity, this effectual door. But you also have more enemies now. Enemies that people you didn't think were your enemies, and people you don't even know. They just, you know, they coming up against you, and you got to ask them their name. Excuse me, before you accuse me, can I ask you your name? You don't even know these jokers. Glory be to God. So we want to talk beloved, about rising to the occasion. Rising to the occasion. So, a great door that got a swing just for you, unique to you, miraculous.
And the Lord is jumping up on this. Amen. Glory be to God. Somebody sees it. The Bible tells us in Psalms that this is the set season. Rejoice. This is the set season. There's different seasons under the sun, okay? But this is your set season for opportunities. See, when we're asking God for increase and blessings and money and promotion, what God does most time, and God, we think that, you know, we're going to run out and hit the $1 million lottery. You might hit it, but I don't advise you to do that, beloved. But you're going to lose more money than you're going to gain. Glory be to God. You don't want to do that. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, not the blessing of the lottery. Okay. When we ask God to bless us, glory be to God, what God will do is God will give us an opportunity. He'll open an opportunity. That's your blessing. Hey, glory be to God. Might not have been the way you wanted it, but this is the way it is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And help us out, amen. See that this faithful, we already shared with you earlier for a quick recap, amen, before we move on to our next point, amen, that this great door for love, amen, glory be to God, is a slew of enemies. Now, these enemies are specifically, they come to instill doubt in your heart. What do they want to do? They want to paralyze you. They don't want you to move forward in faith. And look, if the devil can freeze your faith, he stops your blessing. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Okay? And, you know, and then they want you to now second guess. Well, I don't know if I'm ready. Well, have the education. I don't know if I have. And we go on and on and on. You was ready a little while ago. See? Now you're second guessing, you know? Well, I don't know if I deserve this. And I don't know. And I don't know. And when you get with all that I don't know stuff, later for what you know, why can't you think on what God knows? since our knowledge is limited, we know in part. Why don't you just know what God knows? Amen. If God says you're it, you're it. If God said this is for you, this is for you. Glory be to God. That's moving forward. Because, see, now, if you're successful, now God is going to get some testimonies. God is going to get the praise. God is going to get people are going to be saved. Believers, people are going to be helped, people are going to be encouraged. And the devil said, I don't think so. The devil is desperate because, you know, if he don't stop you now, it's going to be too late. So he'll try to double team you, you know what I mean? Glory be to God. He can only do what God allows, and he can only do what you allow. What you allow. Glory be to God. And so, yes, the devil, beloved, see in our scripture, and we have already, if you missed Tuesday's teaching, go back to Tuesday's teaching. But he will position people, see, to block your view of what God, amen, has in store for you. Remember yesterday we talked about, amen, the veil being open, amen, God giving us revelation, amen, hallelujah. He says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, hearts have not received what God has, amen, for those who love him. But it has been revealed by the Spirit, amen, revelation, amen, our eyes are now open. Glory be to God, the curtains have been drawn back to see what was there the whole time. It was always there, but we couldn't see it because the eyes of our understanding, amen, was not open. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah. Amen. Remember the children of Israel, beloved, back in the book of Exodus? From the far, from the perspective, from their location and from that, they saw only fruitful land of blessing that lay before them. But once they entered into the promised land, come on now, glory be to God. They look one way from a distance, See, but once you step over the threshold, glory be to God. See, it looks one way on one side of the door, amen, that the Lord is open for you, glory be to God. But once you cross over the door, oh, my God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. God did it. God brought us into the promised land. But beloved, it's gonna take faith to get in. That's why a lot of people are not there now, amen. Because they got through the door, they got opened, and they turned around. They allowed the devil to sucker them again. In the promised land, when they actually entered into the promised land, y'all know the story. Y'all know the story. They had to fight giants every time before they could and enjoy the blessing. And you say, well, God gave it to me. My God, I didn't think I was going to have to fight that devil. Did this come from the devil? No, it came from God. Fight the good fight of faith. Baby, you got to fight. In God's kingdom, you have to be proactive. You have to be on the defensive and the offensive. You got to fight. We're not talking about a physical fight. We're talking about, amen, a spiritual fight. God had given the children of Israel, the door had been opened from God. Amen. It was their land. God did it. Y'all know God did that. It opened up the Red Sea. They crossed on over. Now, y'all know that was God's mighty hand. They entered into the promised land, but they still had to fight the giants. Well, love it. If you don't fight, you're going to lose. If you don't fight, you're going to lose. But let me tell you something else we have to conquer, beloved. Amen. It's not the giants without as much as we don't have to worry about the giants without as much as we have to be concerned about the giants without. The giants within, what are you talking about? Well, this is exactly what I'm talking about in the book of Genesis, beloved, chapter number 4. And I want us to look at verse number 7. Okay. And it reads like this. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lieth at the door. Sin lieth at the door. Let me tell you something. We're talking about this great door that's open for us, that the Lord opens, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. But we got to remember that sin lies at the door. And you got to deal with that sin, because that sin will eat you up. That sin will stop your blessing. Oh, that sin. That sin. That sin. That sin. Sin lieth at the door. See, you got enemies at the door. You got sin at the door. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see why you got to be focused? You see why you have to be determined? You see how you have to want it? You have to want what God has for you, beloved. The word of God works when you work it. It's not automatic. See? Brother Paul said, well, the things I would do, I found myself not doing. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I end up doing it anyhow. Glory be to God. I said I was going, and I never got there. Glory be to God. The old wretched man that I am, this warfare, glory be to God. This, glory be to God. This sin. Beloved, we are low. I heard Sister Joanne repeat it this morning or last night one time. I think it was last night. And what I said, I say it again. We are naughty by nature. Every place you go, this flesh goes. You can't go nowhere in your flesh until you, amen, take this last trip. Glory be to God. Every place you go, your flesh goes. See? And so, beloved, we have to keep that flesh under. We have to mortify. The Bible tells us to mortify the flesh. They didn't say God going to mortify your flesh. He said, you do it. You do it. You kill your flesh. See, how? Through prayer, through fasting, amen, go through your desire, amen, to fall in love with God, amen, to do what God wants you to do, beloved, amen, glory be to God. Because you'll get right to the door, you get right to the door, glory be to God, amen, do all the right things, amen, glory be to God. As your time finally comes, God open up this opportunity for you, sin lying at the door, if you ain't careful. You know what I mean? Here comes pride. I thought pride was dead. You know what I mean? Now you got the spiritual arrogance. Now you got pride. Now you think it's okay. Glory be to God. To, you know, to slip up a little bit. Do it, you know what I mean? Do what you want to do. It ain't going to hurt. Glory be to God. You ain't did it all this time. Why you want to go back to that crap? See, because you feel like you on this new level now. You got this newfound freedom. Glory be to God. Beloved, sin life at the door. And if you're not that careful, if you're not careful, beloved, if you don't pay attention, glory be to God, amen, instead of you going forward, you find yourself going backwards. Then you be asking yourself how I got here, glory be to God. We were so close. We were so close, Pastor. Examine that. What did happen? Maybe sin was lying at the door. Instead of you killing sin, you got permission to kill sin, beloved. Ain't nobody going to come and lock you up. Don't worry about it. The police will not come. The FBI will not come. The CIA will not go to court. You can get away with that. Amen. Glory be to God. You can kill sin and don't get a court date. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's what you should have did. Should have killed sin at the door, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. The Bible says that with sin doth abound grace. Much more about God's grace, God's mercy. Greater is he that lives within you than he that lives within the world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are more than conquerors, beloved. We have to know, glory be to God, that we are more powerful, amen, than sin. That's why, beloved, you have so many of God's people running from the devil. I don't know why you're running from the devil. The truth of the matter is he's scared of you. Him on the run. There's no place in the Bible where we are told to run from the devil. See, God puts us, shows us how the armor to put on where we can face the devil. Amen. Confront the devil. Glory be to God. Do declare war against the devil. There's not one scripture where we are told to run from the devil. But once we realize who we are in Christ Jesus, beloved, and how much God loves us, hallelujah, and who lives in us and who we are and whose we are. See, the devil, you're no match for the devil's no match for you. And he knows it. But we have to know. Amen. If we're going to rise to the occasion, not only do we have to be aware and be prepared for the enemies that will come our way, the haters that will come our way, those who will oppose you, that Satan has put on assignment to stop you. Glory be to God. That's why sometimes, beloved, right before when you read in the Bible and in people that you know and maybe in your own personal story, right before that breakthrough, something might go down. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. And we look at it as bad news. Glory be to God. But we don't realize it was a blessing coming in disguise. Our blessings will come in through the window. Glory be to God. Any way that blessing can get in. Glory be to God. But sometimes, amen, something else will go down, amen, glory be to God, that appear negative, devastating, amen, glory be to God. And then out of that, amen, you rise. Amen, you come up from the ashes. Glory be to God. You come up from the ashes. Hallelujah. And you've made, you know, and most people, when they share their triumph, their success story, amen, that was birthed out of something. Amen, that appeared to be devastating. It appeared to be devastating, but it wasn't devastating at all. Amen. But, beloved, the devil will try to stop you because the devil sees you're at the door. Now, the devil's not everywhere at the same time. The devil is only one place at one time. God is everywhere at the same time. The devil doesn't have that privilege. But the devil has imps that work for him, see, and they're well organized. And they have good communication skills. I think they meet at the boardroom like every night somewhere between 12 midnight and 3 o'clock discussing you and how they're going to take you down. See, they just don't know no better. They don't know no better. Amen. But he keeps trying anyhow. And that rascal, he keeps trying anyhow. And glory be to God, hoping that he'll get a day. Amen. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen. When God opens his great and effectual door, you have to know, amen, don't be surprised when folks start acting funny, amen, glory be to God, and you wondering, you know, what this warfare is about and who all these people come, I don't even know these people, and thought these people was with me. And when stuff started going down, just rejoice. He said, in all things, rejoice. Amen. Glory be to God. You just know that, hey, I'm in the zone. See? But while you got your eyes on other folks, keep your eyes on yourself. Because sin lieth at the door. Glory be to God. And God, let's talk about the sin. And that sin will come to eat up your blessings. Beloved, you don't want to curse yourself. Sometimes we're so concerned with the witches and the warlocks and people doing evil and all that. But, beloved, if you're not careful, you curse your own blessings. If you ain't careful, you become the witch. See? Glory be to God. Why? Because when y'all remember Balak and Balaam? Balaam saw the people of Israel and how much God was blessing them. And he said, wait a minute. They multiplying. They thick. They blessed. And so he was intimidated by that. He said, no, they're going to come. They're going to take over. They're going to take us out. So he called for Balaam, who was a sorcerer that God happened to use. Now, wait a minute. Now, we're going to talk about that another time. We're going to talk about that another time because God knew he was a sorcerer. God will use whoever he want to use when he want to use it. Now, we're going to talk about that later, why God would use a witch or a sorcerer for his purposes. But anyhow, Balak had a gift, amen, and if Balak put a curse on you, you was cursed. And if he put a blessing on you, you was blessed. And so Balaam knew that. So he said, well, come on. He said, come on. He said, come over here. And so he sent the posse for him. He said, come on. We got the money. We're going to take care of you. You're going to retire after this assignment. He said, I want you to come and put a curse on the children of Israel. He said, and we're going to pay you big time. It's going to be worth your while. Glory be to God. Long story short, beloved, amen, glory be to God. Balaam said, no, I can't. Balak said, I can't curse who the Lord has blessed. I can't curse who the Lord has blessed. I can't curse. But that money kept looking good to him. He said, wait a minute. He was looking at the children of Israel, and he was looking at that money. He said, boy, I sure see? So, but what happened? Bottom line is this, beloved, read the story, amen, glory be to God. We preached it last Sunday, two Sundays ago. Balak could not curse the children of Israel, but he said, I tell you what, I can set them up, they can curse themselves. And so what he did, he sent these fine honeys into the camp. Ooh, yeah, these babies were fine. I was watching the BET Awards last night. I was just sitting here flipping through the channel, saw the BET Awards. I said, oh, these are pretty women. Glory be to God, amen. And ain't nothing funny about me, amen. They just some pretty women. You can tell they at the gym every day. Glory be to God. So he said, he sent some pretty women in the camp partying. Next thing you know, glory be to God, they were smoking the marijuana. They was drinking. They was fornicating. Glory be to God. They opened the door to sin. And what happened is Balak couldn't curse them, but they opened up the door to sin. Sin is lying at the door, baby. Sin is lying at the door. It ain't got nothing to do with the lack of the lamb. It ain't got nothing to do with Satan or your neighbor. It got to do with you and your choices. Amen. The choice is yours, but the curse is the Lamb of God. So the curse that Balak couldn't put on the children, they still got it. See? But they did it themselves. Beloved, don't do it to yourself. We already been there and done that. Don't go back. Come on, let us stay under the blood of Jesus Christ. Come on, when you mess up, you notice I said when you mess up. I didn't say if you mess up. When you mess up, come on and confess this thing. He said if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Come on, saints. Amen. Come on, let us stay under that umbrella. Let us stay under the secret place of the Most High God. Amen, God. All you got to do if you're struggling with an issue is have a conversation. With who? With God. That's all you got to do. Lord, I need some help right here. I'm struggling right here. All right, I feel something in my spirit, in my heart, whatever. What he already knows. Sit down and have a conversation with God and get this thing right. Don't get up until you get finished. And then after you get finished talking to him, don't get up until he talk back to you. Come on, beloved. Keep the door closed. Keep the door on the devil closed. Glory. The Bible tells us that the curse causeless will not come. What does that mean? It means exactly what it says. First causes will not. So you got people trying to throw curses on you, and then curses are real. Witchcraft is real. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, by the way. All right. You know, people want to throw curses on you, and sometimes we curse ourselves, as I said earlier. But if the Bible says the first cause this will not come, it's a reason that it came. Because sin is lying at the door, beloved. But you got to know that greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's only three ways Satan can get in, beloved. Three ways. The lust of the eye, the pride of life, and the lust of the flesh. 1, 2, 3. That's his only three ways there. If you shut those three ways down, if you keep those three things, keep the security at those three gates, you're going to be all right. Saints, we should be, amen, perfected, amen. We should be growing. We should be maturing. It's a process of sanctification. See, you're not all the way there yet, but you shouldn't be where you used to be either. Come on, somebody. We're talking about, beloved, amen. We're not talking about when you're sinning and you dislike what you're doing and you're really struggling, you need some help with this thing. We're not talking about that. We're talking about when you're doing something and you like doing it and you really don't want no deliverance from this thing either. Amen. So, beloved, amen. So we're talking about rising to the occasion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when people show up, beloved, when that great door and effectual door is open and the enemy want to send his people, you got to remember now, the devil, the same way we work for God, Satan has people that work for him. The same way we are possessed with the Holy Ghost, Satan has some people that's possessed with the devil. They work for him. It's not the person, beloved, but it's the spirit in that person. And if they're not saved, see, and under the blood of Jesus, they really have no choice to work for the devil because they belong to him. See, we were all born in sin and shaping in iniquity. See, they just haven't made a choice to accept Jesus and make Jesus their choice. So they really don't have a choice. They really don't want to treat you the way they're treating you, but that's, they just taking commands from their father, the liar, the deceiver. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen, we can never take our eyes off. Brother Paul says this. Brother Paul said, I finished my course. I kept the faith. I remain focused. Beloved, you have to always, let me tell you something. If we're going to make it in this life, if we're going to make it to the finish line, you have to stay focused. Okay, you see those athletes out there, okay, they shoot the gun, okay, the race is going, they're running to hit the finish line. They can't be looking to the left or to the right and looking behind them. They're not going to make it to the finish line, beloved. If we're going to make it to the finish line, we have to stay focused. What? I will keep my eyes up to the hills from which cometh my help. See, a lot of times we're looking this way and that way, but we're looking the wrong way. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. See, we look, beloved, look. Look up. You don't look to the left, you don't look to the right, you don't look down, okay? Look within, okay, and look up, amen, because that's where our help coming from, hallelujah. And, beloved, we have to keep our eyes on the Lord. You can't keep your eyes on people, because I'm telling you, people will disappoint you. People will disappoint you. They can't help themselves. I don't think Judas really wanted to betray Jesus, you know, but iniquity was in his heart. We already taught on that. We sort of know when that sort of happened. Amen, when Jesus was taken up for the women. Thank God that somebody was taken up for the women. Jesus was taken up for the women. Ain't that something? Glory be to the living God. And Judas got offended. Mm-hmm. You got to deal with offense right away. You got to deal with offense because that offense will eat up your blessings. Beloved, amen. We talked about leeches earlier this week, spiritual leeches, amen. Well, guess what? Sin is one of those. it'll eat up your blessing. We want to thank God, beloved, when we repent and put that under the blood. The Lord says the years that the canker worm stole. Hey, come on, somebody. Those spiritual leeches, the pommel worm, the canker worm. Oh, wait a minute. I got to show you this. All right, I'm going to have to close. All right, but I want to show you this here. All right, wait a minute. Let me show you this. Let me show you this. Oh, here, let me see if I can. In the book of Joel, okay, the book of Joel. I want to show you something here. You need to see this. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. God, beloved God, but God is not, amen, a man to be played with. Amen. He is not a man to be played with. Okay, I want you to look in the book of Joel, chapter number 2. In verse number 25, okay, and this is what it reads. Now look at the goodness of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord says this: so I will restore to you the years that the, let me go to the King James Version. I'm going to go to King James. I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. But wait a minute, this is what I want you to see right here. My great army, which I sent among you. Say, what? I thought that came from the devil. No. God said the devil had nothing to do with it. I sent it. I sent the palmer worm. I sent the caterpillar. Why? Because the choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God, beloved. God has to judge sin. Important that we put that sin under the blood immediately. Come on, y'all. God said, I sent it. But when you repented, oh, God said, God is so merciful. I got to give us some tough love, beloved. Amen. When God, look, God said, all things work together for our good. We mess up. God, you know, he'll spank us. Amen. Glory be to God. But it's a loving spanking. Glory be to God. He ain't trying to kill nobody. He just want us to learn. Amen. And we confess, amen, and turn from our wicked ways. Somebody say, turn. Amen. Then he say, I restore you. Amen. He bless you real good. He'll bless you real good. Amen. Beloved, amen. Let us be aware of the sin that lieth at the door. Amen, and amen, also the sin in other people. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Beloved, you have to know, amen, that whatever door the Lord has opened for you, whatever the Lord is doing for you in this particular season, you have to know it's worth the fight. Prepare for the fight now, but you have to know that it's worth the fight. Amen. So keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen. Keep your whole armor on. Amen. The helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit. Come on now. Hallelujah. Praying in the spirit. Glory be to God. Your whole armor and the power of the spirit. Glory be to God. And you just have to, some obstacles, beloved, you'll be able to speak to and it'll move. Some obstacles you'll be able to divine. Amen. Glory be to God. And some other obstacles you'll have to push through. He said, the violent, take it by force. Glory be to God. You'll never know which way God's coming and what the assignment is, but you got to be ready for it. But you got to want it. Well, I mean, you have to want your destiny. It's not going to just happen. If that's the case, everybody would be there by now. You have to want your destiny. You have to want what God wants for you. If God has a good plan to bring you to an end, you got to want it. And if you are afraid to fight, then you ain't going to get it. Otherwise, God wouldn't tell you to fight the good fight of faith. Why do you think the Holy Spirit said fight the good fight of faith? God, why do you think God said he would teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight? We declare war, and we're not afraid. Why? Because greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to thank God for the great door, beloved. Amen. The gigantic door, the effectual door. Amen. Glory be to God. when the Bible says this is an effectual door, he's talking about something that is powerful and ready to be set in motion. Baby, your blessing is ready to be set in motion. Are you ready? Come on now. Ask yourself a question. Are you ready? Get ready. Get set. Let's go. See, you got to be ready spiritually, mentally, physically. You know, when you get to the point of life, enough is enough. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. All right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Keep your mind clean. And let's get it on. Let's go. Hallelujah. To God be praised and glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Some of us, amen, opportunities don't come every day. We already know that. I'm talking about rare opportunities. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't shut it down because it never happened before. Don't shut it down because you don't trust the people. Sometimes that's the one God using. Sometimes God will use an enemy. God will open up your blessing through an enemy, somebody you didn't like, somebody you don't even know. Huh? The heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. God can send your blessing in through your dog. You know what I mean? God, your dog went for a walk, came back with a piece of paper in his hand. You open it up, my God, amen, it's a blank check. God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah. We want to bless you the name of the Lord. Let me say this as I close on this morning. Your situation might look frightful, and so and most of the time it does, especially when it's something new, you know, something we're not accustomed to, you know, we've never, you know what I mean? Sometimes it can look frightful, but I want you to think about this. If God has supernaturally opened a new door for you, a door that's never before been opened, he is not beckoning you to walk through it so you can fail. You have to remember that. God don't play games. That's the devil's work. The devil will take you out there and leave you there. No, God don't take you through the door so you can fail. He don't do that. See, a lot of times we struggle not just with the fear of failure, but with the fear of success. Baby, the only way you're going to fail, if you fail, the only way you're going down is if you go down on Jesus' back, and Jesus ain't going down. He already went down in hell for 3 days. That's as far as he going. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He ascended back up to heaven. Glory be to God. He went down, amen, into hell for 3 days. That's the only way you go down is if Jesus go down. He ain't going down no more. When he comes back, he coming down the peak, and he ain't coming all the way down for that. The Bible said we're going to be caught up in the air to meet him. So he ain't even coming down for that. So you can't go down because he ain't going down. You got to know this. Glory be to God. He is with, let me say this. He is with you every step of the way. He don't come in and visit you every now and then and check up on you. He is with you every step of the way. What the songwriter said, he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we carry this love. As ever known. You might, even say, God, you might leave me, but I'll never leave you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I can't think of the names right now, the big scandal that was going on. Amen. In Washington. Amen. Was dating the politician. Glory be to God. And say, she said, baby, you left me. I didn't leave you. Oh, my God. Jesus said, you might leave me. I ain't never leaving you. Hallelujah. I will be with you always, even to the end. And not only will Jesus empower you, you hear what I'm saying? He will empower you to defeat a foe. They might come against you one way, but they're going to flee seven ways. You ain't got to worry about losing because you're more than a... How are you going to lose and you more than a conqueror? Oh, my God, Jesus. How you going to lose and you the greater force? God lives in you. If they take you down, they got to take him down. Tell me how that's possible. And he will tell you to defeat every foe and bring him glory in that new territory that is yours. In Jesus' name, beloved, there's a new territory that God is sending you to. Just tell the Lord yes. Just tell the Lord you'll go. I'll go. I'm coming out with my hands up. My soul says yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. My soul says yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me with my whole heart, I will agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Amen. Rising to the occasion, beloved. It's time. God will do his part. Opening the door of opportunity. Now you got to do your part. It's up to you. It's up to you. What you going to do? What you going to do when that door open up for you? Amen. Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, you have set before us a rare opportunity for the sake of the gospel. You have not opened this door for us to fail. We know that you have equipped us precisely with all we need to succeed. Your plan for our lives and for this opportunity is one of them. Thank you for the supernatural weapons you have given us in Christ. We ask for and gratefully receive your wisdom on what to do and how to do it. By the wisdom and the power of the Holy Spirit, we put on your mighty strength to exercise the courage and perseverance we need to obey you and to force hell to move out of the way. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. This is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God on today. God's word will not return unto him void. Okay. Today is Friday. It's offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Ministry. The gospel is free, but it's money to do ministry. Amen. We thank you for your faithful financial support. Amen. To this ministry as we continue to endeavor to take ministry where ministry has not gone. Amen. So you know how to give. Amen. Cash App address. Amen. $ Life Word Jesus. Our mailing address, P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461. Glenside, P.A. 19038. Amen. And or just go straight to our website and hit the donate button, www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen and amen. Okay, our 11th anniversary and our ministry partners tribute service. Amen. Glory be to God. It's going to take place on the 19th of December. Amen. We're celebrating 11 years. And we're celebrating all the ministry partners, past, present, and future. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to honor you on that day. It's in my heart to do it. And then that's what we're going to do it. Amen. And so, amen. The souvenir journal is going to the printer. Amen. I'm just waiting for somebody to email me the last, amen, this morning. And so we're on schedule. We said we wanted to get that out of the way. Amen. So that will be going to souvenir journal. Some of you put a full page. Some of you put a half page. Some of you put a quarter page. Whatever you put in there, we want to say thank you for that. Amen. So that will be going to the printer this weekend. All right. We will be meeting with the banquet hall on Tuesday. Amen. To turn in all the money. Amen. For the tickets. Amen. souls. Thank you for everybody cooperating. And we know some, as you know, some people asked for an extension till today. So we will see you today. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, I haven't been really, everybody's really been cashed out of money. Amen. So it's not been a whole lot of running around. Amen. We have given some tickets out to people. Don't worry about it. If you don't have no tickets, you don't need no tickets. Amen. Well, as long as we have your name on the guest register, you do not need a ticket. So don't be upset if you don't have a ticket. Amen. But we'll give you a ticket. We'll make sure you get one to keep. Amen. For memory's sake. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. And we just want to thank God for it. Now, everybody will be wearing their mask. And if you have a tent of red, we ask that everybody will wear a tent of red. Amen. And so that's it. Everything else is, it's just, I know God is doing this. Amen. Because everything is just really coming along. I'm just so proud. Amen. I'm just so proud of myself that I see what I want to do coming to, amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Every day I'm at the post office picking up boxes and gifts. I guess they say, over here, because I ordered so much stuff for all the ministry partners. I just, every day I just go pick up a little bit and bring a little bit and bring a little bit. And I call somebody, amen. I said, okay, now I'm going to need on that day, and because I got a lot of packages to take over here on the 19th, amen. So it's just going to be beautiful. The food's going to be good, amen. Everything is going to be lovely. And most of all, Jesus is going to be there, and we thank God for all of you that's going to be there, and we're going to miss the ones that can't. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, that is it. We will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock, and then our praise party at 9 o'clock tonight. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Yeah, my God, Jesus, bring your own praise at 9 o'clock. Remember, no longer 10 o'clock. We moved it back an hour to 9. As you know, we need to get our sleep. We need to get our sleep. Okay, so 9 o'clock. Okay, songs, testimonies, and Sister Joanne Thurman is handling that. And it's just a pleasure to know that that department is handled. I don't have to do much. Sometimes they call on me to seal the prayer, but I don't know why. Joanne, I mean, when she put the sealing on, it's done. I'm saying, whoever sealed the thing, Joanne, whoever, if y'all seal it, y'all don't need me. But if I'm awoke, I'll come and seal it. But if y'all call on Pastor one of these, and I don't say nothing, you say, wait a minute, Pastor, wake up. I'll wake up and seal the prayer. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Just want to have a little laughter today. Laughter is good for the soul. Everybody have a good day, a wonderful day, a glorious day, a fantastic day. Nothing else. We're going to have one more committee meeting, amen, pertaining to our event. Amen. I think we just have to maybe work on our centerpieces if we're going to have some centerpieces for our table. I think we're going to need about 12 tables. You know, tomorrow for sure. We're going to 8 people per table. Maybe we're going to need about 12, 13 tables. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's going to be 8 people per table. And it's going to be well spaced. And that's not even taking a 50% capacity in the room. Amen, because I've already been at this place. It's a spacious place, and so we're not going to be crowded. We're going to be well-spaced, and it's going to be a beautiful time. Amen. And I'm excited, amen, that God is doing this for us. All right, Father God, we say thank you, hallelujah, for the words that have gone forth. Father God, that we will be careful of sin that lieth at the door. Glory be to God, our sin in particular. And we can't really do nothing by nobody else's sin, Father God. All we can do is show them the way. Father God, we want to say thank you for the great and effectual door, amen, that's opened unto us. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And God, we will not be afraid. And if we are afraid, we're going to do it anyhow. Hallelujah, we're going to do it anyhow. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
because it's your will. And we only want what you want, Father God. For not everyone that saith unto you, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in, but only he that do the will of the Father. We don't want to get to heaven, Father, and find out that there was so much more down here on planet Earth that we could have had, and we didn't, because we didn't have the faith to go for it. We don't want to get to heaven, Father God, to find out we lived in a little old apartment when we could have owned the city. Father God, when we was responsible for 5 people getting saved, when we could have had opportunity for 500, Father God, we want all that you have for us. And so we say yes, whatever that is. We say thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. Glory be to God, and decree and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling. Hallelujah. And to present your faultless before the presence of glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, before we are in time forevermore. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. In Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Love you. Meet you at the altar of prayer today. If I'm not there at 12 o'clock, Lord's willing, I'll be there at 9 o'clock. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Love you. Pastor Bradford signing out. Walk in the blessing, saints, because the blessing manifestation is already here. Bless.
My soul, Savior, Savior, Savior. My soul, Savior, Savior, to your will.
Come on, Jesus, wait, just sing it with me.
My soul.
Can I take it again?
When you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me to know your way. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh my Lord, let your will be done in me. So be my guide, be my light, be my way, be my will.
Let me take it again.
So be my light and be my guide, be my way, be my way. Oh my Lord, come later. My soul, Savior, Savior.
Everybody.